Can you sit up? Fix your posture.
Jesus.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Global Diamond Broker Hard Truth Podcast, episode 79. I'm your host, GIA Judy, and this is my lovely co-star, Colin Ferguson.
I'm a star?
Yeah.
I think I'm a star. I'm on my way to stardom, at least social media stardom.
Yeah, you are. Right? You are.
And today, when we're talking, one of the subjects I told you I want to talk about, do you think anybody but us notices it's dark out for the very first time with the podcast?
Why is that, Colin?
It's nighttime. Internet idiots. Okay? Like, we just had a post go viral on TikTok. Now, everybody laughed when we went on TikTok and they... What's that got in it?
Soda.
Oh. Everybody laughed when we got on... Where did it come from? Didn't I tell you you're not allowed fluids at this desk?
Theoretically, if there was gin in this, would you care?
No, I wouldn't care. So, okay. So here's the thing, though. Did I not leave direct instructions? There's to be no fluids around my computer. You already broke the little thing on
that
it.
Was you. Also, I'm holding my glass. I'm not putting it on the desk.
Well, that makes it a lot better.
Yeah.
Hey, you holding the glass.
But yeah, it's Saturday
evening.
You
should see her throw a baseball.
It's Saturday.
Or try to catch one.
I think it's a universal way of women catching
no,
balls.
No, it's not the universal way of women. Women do this all the time, especially pretty ones. Okay, they'll go, yeah, all women do that. No, all women don't. I know lots of women who don't go and almost fall to try and get...
Okay, dramatic. But yes, it is Saturday evening here.
In downtown Vancouver. Look at that view behind us.
There's no one else I'd rather spend my Saturday evening with. Than you, Colin.
I wish I could say the same thing, Judy, but here's the difference between you and me. I got options.
No, you don't. You have zero friends. I'm your only friend.
I was thinking about Saturday nights we spent in places like Vegas or New York. By the way, Itzik said to say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love you.
He wants us back in New York soon. I don't want to go to New York soon with Itzik there.
Why? Because he'll be drunk half the day?
Hard on the liver, hard on the head. How that guy keeps going like he
but
does.
But great on the belly because yeah, we great eat on good, the belly. We laugh good.
Yeah. New York. We love New York. We have an office in New York with our partners where we ship diamonds all over the
Let's
world.
Let's talk about then the growth that we've had with our company.
Well, I wanted to talk about...
Okay, let's talk about you. What you want to talk about.
My favorite subject.
Yourself.
We could talk about the growth of the company, but can I just finish my... Because I have a little bit of a bee in my bonnet.
And okay.
Normally, I get here with some sort of bee in my bonnet.
Okay. Go ahead.
You out there listening who are internet idiots, would you find something else to do, like get a life?
But would you really want them to get a life? Because isn't it entertaining for you to
It is entertaining
that?
For me to slice and dice.
Yeah.
I love being on social media. We have a post that's gone viral. It's got 800 and...
You've had numerous posts gone viral.
Yeah.
But
this one's 800 and something thousand right now on TikTok. Where everybody... Oh, I was going to say, everybody thought we were crazy to go on TikTok. We ship diamonds all over the world. Just got an order out of Australia. Got orders all over the world.
Myanmar.
Mm-hmm. Where else? India. No, India's TikTok's banned, but Instagram. And our Instagram grows every single day. We're growing. And we started this. We're so ragtag. It's unbelievable. But we've done so well. And it's the message that we put forth because it's factual. And, you know, I get these guys out of places like jeweler, the recent jeweler out of, and you can go read this stuff yourself, out of Italy. Who I finally had to say, bro, like, do you not read? Can you not understand? Like, stop it. You're embarrassing yourself. But it's interesting how many jewelers follow us.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And we teach them. And they ask, some of them ask some really good questions. But how you can be in your industry and not know... But that's the industry. See, this is an industry, we've talked about this, of misinformation.
Information asymmetry.
Asymmetry. They'll give you the wrong information. There's no consequences for it. And they won't give you all the information. And so our big strength, like our post today that seems to be going very, very well, is we're about the facts.
Plus we're cute AF.
you know, honest to God. Were you blonde in another life?
Aren't we?
Is there gin in that? I know you're a drinker. I figure it could be anything, really.
I wasn't lying to you.
Not on the table. You're putting it on.
I didn't lie to you. I just wasn't completely honest. See, you asked me what.
There you go.
You asked me what was in there. I said soda, but I didn't mention the fact that there's gin in here.
An excellent example.
Codependency.
No, not codependency.
No,
that's information asymmetry.
Oh.
You didn't tell everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This is our first.
I can't believe I just called myself out there.
This is our first evening, and it's only 5 o'clock. It's not like it's
11:30. It's 5:30.
5:30 in downtown Vancouver. It's dark AF. We've never done one at this time of day, but we might have to again. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, so, I'd rather not.
So this week we're actually going to be working with the podcast to find out, because we have 79 episodes, and Judy and I, it's not that we exactly wing it, because we have an excellent podcast. We get a lot of compliments. We get a lot of feedback. We're very grateful for everybody who follows it. Mm-hmm. You're right. We are very cute together.
And charming and funny.
But knowledgeable.
And authentic.
Right?
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, you're done. But we have a lot of, we know a lot. And, you know, every day that goes by that I'm out there and we're out there, it's amazing how much we know that the industry doesn't know. And it's amazing how much we're willing to disclose that people don't want to disclose or that they don't know to disclose. And so this for us, I think, you know, last year was the year of the lab-grown diamond. This for us is the year of social media. So we're going to move on from TikTok. We're going to move on from Instagram, where, again, the growth has been phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. We do nothing. We don't pay 1 cent for any of it.
GIA Judy's just that amazing.
Yeah, you're the amazing one for sure. How you can come up with content like that.
I know, it's insane.
But the information is spot on. And you know how we know it's spot on? Because we offer, for all the information that we have out there, is $5,000 to anybody to find anything that's not accurate. And there's a lot out there. I've got a big mouth. I like to... Excuse me for just 1 second. Oh!
Perfect. You don't even need to leave the podcast.
Do you know that's a 5:30 meeting I have on a Saturday night? This is how busy we are. With a social media expert that we're talking to retain, to develop the social media even more. But what we've never done is pay for social media. Everything we do is authentic.
We shouldn't say never. We did one time, but it was like $30 for one day.
We never, ever, ever have... okay, $30.
Think of the value. We've never... sponsored any of our videos. We've never paid for views. We've never paid for followers.
No.
Just everything was organic. All of our followers.
And this is going to be an exciting, I mean, this is our second podcast in 2024, but this is an exciting year for us for a few reasons. And certainly the expansion of the brand and the acceptance of the brand and the understanding that I think our followers are starting to get of not just how much we know about what we're doing, how much we're willing to share it, and how much value there is in buying your diamonds globally direct. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why anybody would pay retail anymore. If I was in the retail business, I would be getting a little uptight right now, particularly how the retail business is structured. Mm-hmm. And it's a shared diamond plan. So I should talk about this. I've never talked about it before. But, you know, there's this sharing of diamonds where these big retailers will come out and solicit their clients by spending thousands of dollars, by spending multi-millions of dollars. I mean, there's three that do over $500 million a year in revenue. And who do you think pays for that? These are all markups on the diamonds, and they're shared. So one diamond you can find on one of these big retailers, you can find on the other, and you can find on the
other.
And
they're all different prices, albeit they're overly
marked up.
Expensive.
Yeah, they're overly expensive. Well, they're retail.
Yeah.
I mean, retail is retail in every single industry.
But even if you take the average of the three and you compare it with our pricing,
We're still half
and the price.
And our expertise is because we care about the client. I mean, these are people going online. Our expertise is beyond the pale.
And we custom make everything, handmade to order, one of a kind, one at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're the bomb, basically, I think, is the whole, right? If you, you know, and again, I don't want to say, look, that these people are doing anything wrong. If you want to pay double for what you want, or triple or quadruple or 700% markups, you can do that. But you know what I got a call for today?
What?
I got my first call for someone who wants me to do a replica of a Tiffany diamond.
What does that even mean?
He's a client out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And his wife would like a Tiffany diamond, but he would like a better quality. It's called Tiffany True Cut.
Mm.
And he asked me if I could do it for him because we grow our own and cut our, and manufacture our own diamonds. I hope you all know this. And you want to know what the answer is?
Absolutely.
Yes, we can. And we're going to. Mm-hmm. We're not going to call it the Tiffany True Cut, but it's going to be a replica of the Tiffany True Cut. Mm-hmm. Because A, this is a smart guy. He doesn't want to pay the ridiculous prices. And he also doesn't want to be caught up in the quality issue.
Mm.
Because I don't know if you know this, but Tiffany stopped using the Gemological Institute of America, like Sotheby's and Christie's. And, you know, when I was an authorized partner for the Argyle Pink Diamond Mine, these top organizations in the world only use the Gemological Institute of America. We only use the Gemological Institute of America for our diamonds. It's quite interesting because, what was my point going to be? Tiffany stopped. So you can't compare Tiffany prices. Now,
yeah.
Tiffany, their diamond engagement ring sales have dropped considerably year on year out.
Mm-hmm.
But the markups haven't prevented them from staying in the industry.
Right.
And so you can get it like I did. I had a client who bought a Tiffany diamond. They called it an F.
Oh, that's right.
And you sent it. And it was just serendipitous because she wanted to trade it in to get a bigger diamond from the diamond stud. That's me, the diamond stud. Don't you love it?
Oh, good.
Hey?
Anyways, you sent it back to the GIA, and the GIA called it a what?
A complete color range difference. So it wasn't an F. It was a G. It wasn't colorless. It was near colorless. And I talk about this story. There's more cases of this, but this is a lawyer who is involved, so I can just F to G, and they called it a VS2, and it was an SI1. I mean, these are categories off. So, you know, I think, you know, and one of the things I talk about now, and I'm going to be talking about a lot more, is this transparency. There's going to end up, thank God we're 38 stories high, because there would be a red dot on me for sure from this industry for the things that I tell. And I'm sorry, they can say anything they want, but today I can tell you this. If you're buying a diamond, today it's GIA or no way, because you don't know what you're getting. You don't, and they can say anything they want. These big companies like Tiffany get away with it because they have a battery of lawyers or it will smush you if you come up against them. I think they'll leave little old me alone. At least I hope they will. But yeah, so that's what's happening in, what month are we in? We're in January 2024. It's exciting. We're looking forward to the future, I think. Did you want to talk about anything else? You just want to sit there with that ridiculous grin on your face?
You did say that you were carrying the podcast today, so...
Well, you know, people do like to hear from you. I personally don't understand it. right?
Oh, there's like your lawyer
when
friend?
When we're off the air, there's certainly not much silence as you boss everybody about.
Yeah, but I can't show people my true colors.
Yeah, true. So what was I going to say? So here's the... I want to talk about one more thing before we go that's going on in the diamond business today. And I saw an article today from JCK or from Profit Magazine talking about how, get this now, because lab grown are never going to make it, mine's never, how the new narrative in the diamond industry is lab grown and mined are going to coexist. And mined is going to be the diamond that marks the occasions that are. So anyway, the fellow who called me today. Yeah, wants a lab-grown cut like a Tiffany, and it's their 25-year anniversary. Bull. It's over. The mine diamond industry has always had some big issues from the fact that there is, the one number one I see on social media is the issues with child labor and blood diamonds, but there's so many other issues. There's pollution issues. There's mining issues. You know, you had a magazine, one of the biggest natural fancy colored diamonds organizations in the world came out with an article talking about the end of mining, how there's not going to be, because one in 10,000 diamonds that come out of the ground is a natural fancy colored diamond. They're all going to be traded above ground now, apparently, because there is no more mining industry. It's in trouble. It's a new world in the diamond industry, and it's a new opportunity for you. Certainly, it's a new opportunity for us. We've never been busier, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Can't even keep up.
Can't even keep up these days. So
it's a good problem
to have. To all those clients and people who contact us, and I get back to them saying, look, we're so busy, I'm going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait. Thank you so much for waiting. We're doing the best we can to grow the company. These are the kind of problems you pray for.
Mm-hmm.
And good help is hard to find.
What is that supposed to mean?
That's all I'm saying. Good help is hard to find. Mm-hmm. Look, everybody, thank you so much. Thanks for the evening podcast, GIA mm-hmm. Judy.
Don't miss me too much while I'm gone next week.
I'll really try not to miss you while you are gone. While you're gone. It's like it's already over. Mm-hmm. Happy 2024. We didn't talk about that enough last week. We get all caught up in these issues because we don't stop,
mm-hmm.
literally. Mm-hmm. We just don't get a chance to rest.
Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week.
How do you feel about the podcast this week?
I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's informational, right? A lot of good stuff coming up, you guys. We're hiring an expert to help us advance it. It seems to be quite popular now. We want to go global.
Bye, you guys.